two sides that deserve to be there, unbeaten all the way through the competition. 100% record for one of them, one draw for the other one. There's confirmation. It is Indonesia that managed to go through their group and the semi-finals unbeaten. Thailand dropping the points against Vietnam, but top the group courtesy of goal difference, and then overcame Myanmar in that semi-final. Fans are out in force, and Indonesia will take on Thailand to see who will win gold. Will it be the first ever time that Indonesia has taken a gold medal at the SEA Games in football? Or will Thailand, seven-time champions, make it eight? Moving on to the starting lineups then. Definitely a forced change from Indra Shafi. Haikal comes in the left-back position due to that red card in Ahan. Two yellows in the semi-final. There's a change in the middle of the park where Rayhan misses out for the more burly Talfani, who scored that late dramatic goal in the last game. As for Thailand, Itaro Sitaro makes three changes himself. Yatsakorn has been sacrificed to bring back in Achapol. The big surprise is that Prachet, the man that has dazzled us all the way through this competition, is dropped to the bench. Chaya Pipak comes into the middle of the park to shore things up. And there's a change at left back as well. Countdown's done. Kickoff begins. Thailand coming right to left. Straight away, a little trip there. We're at the 20-minute mark here now. This game is absolutely flying by. Defender with the ball in. Free header! Again! Lightning strikes twice! It happened in the semi, and it's happened in the final. This time, Alfendra with the ball in. It was another flat throw, and Ramadan Sananta makes absolutely no mistake with the header. Flicked it on, it did look as though it took a deflection going in then. There's the throw, there's the header, and that's the knee of Songchai. Got in front of his man, Songchai gets in front of his keeper. And again, it's another dream start for Indonesia. Spididon just launches that one long. Oh yes, oh yes, oh yes! What a gamble! Ramadan Sananta with his second of the game. Shocking defending. Songchai and Kamdi just don't deal with the ball. But Ramadan Sananta just goes and attacks it and just flicks it straight in the air. It's his second, but it's come at such a pivotal time in the game. The drop ball, the long ball forwards. Songchai doesn't deal with it. Kemdi doesn't deal with it. Sananta has just gone and attacked the ball. And who said football is a complicated game? There's nothing wrong with that at all. Long ball punted forwards. Your striker attacks it, gets something on it and flicks it over the keeper, who's in no man's land. And before you know it, it's 2-0. Is what's required. 45 minutes is what is left. Have Thailand got another gear that they can move into? Header 2-1, and that is that gets one back. And we said the next goal would be absolutely pivotal, and that could be it. His third of this SEA Games. Just strolled in there. No one close enough to him. It looks as though it was Bagas that was supposed to be marking him. Didn't get close at all. Allowed that free header for Anand. Game back on. This is the last opportunity. The ball is going to get launched in there. It does. Who's the target? Is it hacked away? It's got a no! Yes! Drama at the end of the first! Drama at the end of the second! Can you believe substitute Yatsikorn comes on? We're going to extra time. There is massive, massive dramas going on here. Indonesia thought that they'd won the game, but the referee had awarded a free kick. He didn't blow the whistle the way that you would end a game, so it was a free kick. Indonesia were premature. They jumped around thinking that they'd won, and they've taken their eye off the ball. The ball just launched in. They don't deal with it. Yatsikorn gets on that loose ball, drills it past Emanuele at the near post. What a substitution that is. Well, settle yourselves down. It's going to be Thailand that get us underway by the looks of it. Ascendancy. We said that next goal was going to be critical, and it really, really was. Oh, a mistake though, and a chance here. Irfan Jahir is in behind. Irfan, what a finish! Oh, what a finish! Go on, son! Defensive mistake from Thailand. They've gifted the ball, and it's all going off here. Oh, this is shocking. This is absolutely disgusting. No one wants to see this. No one needs to see this. Obviously, some of the Indonesian staff or players have gone up over to the other bench and tried to rub it in their faces. Shocking scenes. This is disgusting. There's no need for this. The question is what will happen? Will the referee abandon the game? There were lots and lots of punches thrown there. Well, he doesn't look well at all, does he? You can see there he's got a cut lip as well. Shocking, shocking scenes here. Can't take anything away from the goal, though. It's a mistake, individual, but Irfan Jahiri with an absolute deft touch. What a finish that was. Just a couple of minutes into stoppage time. You've got to turn around. His name means a lot as well. He scored that goal against Cambodia to make it 2-0. So he has scored in this competition. The It's Riyal Famit just helping that one on. Beckham slides it through. Irfan Jahiri looking to get behind again. A lot of it's about pace now. Apicic being asked to just sit in there as a centre-back. Beckham. Riyal Famit. Fadja. Surely that's it. Surely that is game over. He scored in stoppage time against the Philippines earlier on. He scored against Myanmar. He scored two against Timor-Leste. Fadja now becomes joint top goal scorer in the competition, along with Ramadan Sananta and Gwen Van Tong. That just about seals it. Took his time and buried it in the top corner. Perfect finish. Right in the corner. Tidwood, no chance at all. Two-goal advantage is back. Is Fadja just bends it into the far post. Simple tapping. Oh, what a save. What a stunning save. But now Beckham. Game over. Game over. He scored against Cambodia. He's scored again here tonight. He's probably going to get a yellow card, but I don't think that will bother him. It's the final nail in the coffin. And you can see what it means to them. Great ball in from Fadja. What a stunning save that was from Tidwood, but Beckham in the right place at the right time. Just created that yard for himself and drilled it into that bottom corner. Game, set, match. Indonesia. Full-time whistle has gone as well. Handshakes between the staff now after the madness that was earlier. But it's Indonesia that win gold as they defeat Thailand by 5-2.